Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
You've waited all week. You kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to breathe. Respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Welcome to another week of Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts. Thanks to all of our millions of listeners who have supported our show. That's why we are one of the number one rated shows on the network. I am the Continental Lover, the Cosmic Cowboy, Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, the superstar of GLOW, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. PC, how you doing?
I'm okay, Eddie. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I couldn't be better. I'm always doing good. It's no matter what challenges come my way, I got to beat them. And that's just the way it is. And we're going to look at some NFL today, of course. And Busted Up, and Patricia's Power Player of the Week, and many, many other things. So what do you got going on in your life?
You know, it's the holiday season, and I'm super excited. You know, I have a lot of friends and family I get to hang out with, and it's that time of year for holiday cheer. So, you know, let's spread that love on Mouthing Off today. And anyone who's listening, all our wonderful listeners, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And don't forget, love, not hate.
And you know what we got going on too is the Capital Bowl Mania. Always remember that name, Bowl Mania, Mania, Mania. Yes. Understand, Patricia?
Of course.
Couldn't make a lot of money with Mania. But the bottom line is this. We're gonna nail some NFL, and let me tell you something. Joe Burrow took it to Tom Brady, and you know Tom Brady just keeps slipping each and every week, and it's really sad that he is that way, you know. And when you look at it that way, it's, oh my goodness gracious, why would you even come back and make yourself like that? And you know what we're going to do? We'll be right back, right after this.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives.
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
what's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine. He sent me
to. For the latest holiday tech gifts at great prices, Staples has you covered.
I need unbeatable prices on tech for everyone on my nice list.
Staples has you covered.
How about a tech gift that's music to her ears?
Staples has you covered with the hottest tech gifts at great prices this holiday. And right now at Staples, the new Apple AirPods Pro 2nd generation is just $199. You save $50. The latest tech gifts are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer ends 12/17. Limit 2 in-store only.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off, the only sports show that counts. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, Patricia Summerlin. Let's go to the college football coaching carousel. You know, what's really odd is this: there's been so much movement going on in college football, and it just makes things, you know, really exciting because you got new hirings, you got new firings, and you got people that needed to be gone. And so that's the way it is. What do they got going on, Patricia?
That's right. That's right, Eddie. You've always got that. But you've got Auburn, Nebraska, and Wisconsin were your big movers and shakers.
Yeah, Florida Atlantic resetting with a proven winner like Tom Herman, and Colorado going all in with Coach Prime, Deion Sanders.
That's right. Prime time. We got to love Deion. Yeah, that's going to be good. You know, he's going to make his way for 2023, and I'm so glad that Colorado's picked him up because, you know, all the what was the team that dropped him? You know the team. They suck.
But anyway, Jackson State.
That's right. Shock at Charlotte plucking Big Pogey out of obscurity to lead the program. Nebraska Cornhuskers being the ones to land Matt Rhule.
Yeah, okay. Matt Rhule came out of the NFL, and he's a real good coach. And they're very lucky to get him. And, you know, and it was a shock for me, for a lot of coaches that didn't get jobs, like Dan Mullen, Browen, Mendenhall, and other accomplished head coaches not landing a gig. But then when you go back to primetime's going to change the world in Colorado, and he's going to make them a winner. And I hope and pray like he did at Jackson State. He put Jackson State back on the map by being a winner and teaching these kids how to get their studies and how to be a winner. And that's what Deion brings to the table, and I'm very pleased with that, and I'm shocked that a lot of some of these coaches didn't get a gig. What about yourself, Patricia?
Oh, I know, you know, But again, a lot of firing, a lot of hiring. And I think they're kind of in a state of confusion on some of these guys, you know. Oh, well, we'll have to see. You know, 2023 is going to be a great new year. So let's hope they
It's going to be the best year I had in about 2 years, which is going to be really good for me. Money-wise.
Let's make sure that these guys make their good choices. That's all. You know, I want to see my teams rise up. I want to see the Angels, the Dodgers do good. I want to see the Rams absolutely, you know, come back. You know, all my teams, for Cali, that is, because we all kind of suck here right now with the teams. The Chargers are better, at least. But, you know, let's take a look at some firings and other hirings, Eddie. Arizona State out. Herm Edwards in. Kenny Dillingham, Cincinnati. That chili again. Hey, that chili. Mm-mm. With some cinnamon. That sounds good. They're out, though. They're out, I say. Luke Fickell in Scott Satterfield, Georgia Tech out. And Jeff Collins is out. Brett Key.
And they hired Brett Key as head coach.
Right.
And, you know, when you look at a lot of these hiring and firings, you wonder what's going on. When you look at it, now he's bringing some charisma back in there. They all going to have to step it up. And that's the key.
That's true, Eddie. That's right. They all do. And we'll have to see. It'll be exciting. Give me some new ideas for 2023 on the new coach that you think, besides Deion Sanders, that is good. It's going to bring up the team.
Well, I'm going to answer that. That's Matt Rhule at Nebraska. He's you know, coming out of the NFL, and he's had a lot of experience. And there's a lot of colleges that really wanted this guy. But Matt Rhule knows how to coach. And I just think that Nebraska, they have really, really been bad and the last few years. And it's sad because they had a real national. They had a program like Alabama and Georgia. So what does that tell you? That's how far they've fallen. And I hate that worse than anything, because Nebraska, it really, they used to bring it, man. They used to have the big, them old big corn eating linemen and stuff, man, that were big, 300 pounds and stuff like that. And when you look at it, what happened? Well, what happened was recruiting. You got to recruit. Saban recruits at Alabama. You know, Kirby Smart recruits at the University of Georgia. That's how come they're number one. And now you got a guy, Matt Rhule, Patricia, that can absolutely recruit.
Absolutely.
And so now
absolutely,
he's going to be able to bring bigger and better players to the table to put Nebraska back on the map. And they really need it for college football. Nebraska has always been good. I mean, from Tom Osborne as a head coach, he won all kind of national championships. So now if you could have, you know, Nebraska back in the mix to go along with the SEC, I mean, it will be really, really good for college football. Well, and that's the way I look at it.
That's right. But, you know, we've got a lot of the other coaches that are on hot seats. Let's look at Nathaniel Hackett in Denver. He's sitting on the hot seat, isn't he, now? And then we've got Ron Rivera.
That's the NFL. Absolutely.
Right. Yep. I mean, we've got a few. You know, we've got Don Campbell of Detroit, you know. This is what I'm looking at, because that's what's interesting. I'm an NFL girl. I don't like college, you know, football, but hey and yay for everyone who follows college football. But Cliff Kingsbury of Arizona, another one. Lovie Smith, Houston. There's so many, Eddie, that are sitting right now going, wonder about my job. What's going to happen here?
Right.
There's going to be a lot of changes.
The way they played. And, you know, when you look at the Denver Broncos, you know, Russell Wilson has really shown he's not good as what everybody thinks he is. And so, I mean, he's shown it in Denver that, you know, he's not the guy. He's always, he's throwing interception. He's kind of like Dak Prescott with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, some ever since he came back and he took Cooper Rush's place.
Yes.
He's thrown 8 interceptions. And Cooper threw none. And so when you look at it, is it better to have him? They're going to pay him. You know, he's making the money, so they're going to put him in. So it really doesn't matter.
Right.
But they lost the game to Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, 40-34. Yeah. And so he can't win the big one. When he needs to win the big game, and they needed that game in the worst way, Patricia, he could not come through. And now they're going to the Eagles. Well, the Eagles, Jalen Hurts has got a hurt shoulder on his throwing arm. So the Eagles really don't need to win this, so it really doesn't matter to them. They're like 11 or 12-1. But the Cowboys, with Dak Prescott, they couldn't win. They couldn't beat Jacksonville. That Trevor Lawrence, he stepped up. Trevor Lawrence stepped up, and he showed everybody in the NFL how come he was a top draft. He was a first-round draft pick because he showed up and he made plays, which Dak Prescott certainly didn't do. And as we said many, many times with the Cowboys, you know, Dak's all show and no go.
That's true.
And he's very overpaid, and he throws a lot of interceptions. And when I look at things like that, it just makes me just go crazy.
Right.
Because they got the team, they got what they need to do.
That's
and
right.
Guess what, Patricia? Well, strap yourself in.
We're going to be right back with Mouthing Off.
Mouthing Off, all around the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had 2 or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back with more of Mouthing Off. I'm Patricia Summerlin, along with my co-host, Fast Eddie Mansfield. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball, the free agency tracker, Eddie, the signings, and the best players that are still available.
Yeah, the Yankees have just signed MLB's best left-hander. Get ready for this. Carlos Rodon, they signed him to a six-year $162 million contract.
Wow.
That's insane. I mean, because he could throw two balls and he's done. You know what I mean? That's what happens to pitchers. I mean, you could bust a rotator cuff, or you could hurt your elbow, or have another Tommy John. You know, it's not really good. I mean, that's a lot of money, but they say he's the best left-hander. Now, he's coming from the Giants.
Right.
And so when you look at it, 6 years, $162 million, that's a lot of bread.
Oh, yeah, indeed. And yeah, he's 30 years old. It looks like he's got good stats, you know, left-hand thrower and young yet, you know, obviously. But, wow, that money, unbelievable. $162 million. I'm still stumped at that. Another one that's just, to me, the sports guys are just way overpaid. Wow. But hey, Eddie, I guess that's the way it goes. But anyway, let's go on to the Baltimore Orioles sign. Adam Frazier, second base, 1 year, $9 million contract. And Kyle Gibson, right-handed pitcher, 1 year, $10 million contract. They got from the Phillies. Wow, unbelievable. Chicago Cubs, Dansby Swanson, shortstop. He's a seven-year, $77 million contract they got from the Braves. What?
He's one of the greatest. He's one of the best shortstops. But he didn't get what Trey Turner got from the Phillies. But I can tell you one thing. 7 years and $77 million. Whoo, that's a lot of bread.
And that's
a lot of Benjamins, any way you want to look at it. And so I go, okay. Yeah, and the Cubs need a guy like Swanson at shortstop. And then he will kind of make it 7 years solid if he doesn't get hurt, you know, up the middle. And I think that's way too much money to pay people, but they're paying it at the wazoo this year. And it's like crazy. I mean, look at Josh Bell, first baseman, 2 years, $33 million contract with the Detroit Tigers. Ooh. Then you got Matt Boyd, left-handed pitcher, 1 year, $10 million. Okay. The winter meetings are underway. Having all 30, this is very important, Patricia, having all 30 front office GMs under one hotel roof is a tremendous opportunity. And what about your Angels signing away? I knew this would make you happy.
Right? I know. Just as we mentioned earlier, my Angels, the Halos. Where's their halo? But they're on the move. Signing left-hander Tyler Anderson and reliever Carlos Estevez, trading for Gio Urshela and Hunter Renfroe and signing Renfroe. Indeed, attempting to build a winning roster around Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. Well, Mike Trout, hey, you know, Mike Trout was good. He was a household name there for a while, but Tyler Anderson, all right, that's good, Eddie. What do you think?
Well, I think that they're proving what we've talked about, that they need to to get on the move and quit, you know, quit being complacent. And they've been complacent. Now they're starting to bring in players that can take the Angels somewhere. And it's very important. You know, you being in L.A., that would be great.
Oh, it'd be great.
I mean, for you and the Angels. I mean, and the Angels fans. I mean, they deserve it. I mean, it's been so long since they won that they don't even know what the word winning means.
No.
And so when I look at that, I go, okay, at least they're trying and they're bringing guys in and they're building a team. And
yeah,
you
this
can't,
looks like it's
you
gonna
can't
be a
fault
good
them
team.
For that.
Yeah, it's going to be a good team, I think. You know, let's hear it for the Angels. And the fans are still there to sit in those bleachers and to cheer them on no matter what. And, you know, they've got some dedicated fans.
And they got the monkey. They got the monkey, the rally monkey.
Yeah.
You know, the rally monkey and the Angels. And he hadn't been able to rally too much, you know, in the last few years. But maybe now, well, all these new players coming in, the rally monkey will make a comeback, and which is really cool.
I think so, Eddie. You know what we're going to do? Talk about comebacks and, you know, all those things and what we used to get in the ring, which would be all busted up.
All busted up.
Well, college football's heart is all busted up with the death of Mike Leach, who was a rogue and an innovator and a man who belongs in the Hall of Fame. He was, when you talked about Kingsbury, he's the one who made Kingsbury what he is today at Texas Tech and gave him the opportunity to be the head coach of the Cardinals. Now, whether he keeps the head coach of the Cardinals, that's his problem. But Mike Leach, man, he's going to be missed because he was an innovator. And he was the kind of guy that he was an offensive guru. He really was. And I just hated to hear that news. And I just think the world of Mike Leach and always have. I mean, he went from, you know, Texas Tech screwed up when they got rid of him.
Oh, absolutely, Eddie. Yeah.
And so now he went to Mississippi State, and he had that he had pneumonia, which turned into a real bad heart problem. And I always tell you about them pneumonia shots. You better get them.
I don't get any shots until I need them. Thank you. But, I think when you do, if you have – a bad heart or anything like that. Absolutely. And, you know, pneumonia.
Well, I had to get it because I almost died from pneumonia. So I had to get one after I got over that.
Exactly.
So,
yes.
You know, I was in intensive care for 15 days. So, you know, when I got out of there, they said, hey, you better get a pneumonia shot where it has a tendency to come back on you. And
yes.
So
you definitely
I've always
that
got
bad.
That. And I get the 26 that covers, you know, all kind of viruses. Which is good for me.
Wow.
And I care about if it's good for me. And if you don't want to get it, you don't have to get it.
Well,
and
no, so, it's not that easy or accessible here anyway. They don't offer that here in California. There's the flu shot and things like that. But no, I guess maybe there where you're at. I have no idea.
The flu shot's a joke.
Yeah.
And it is a joke.
But, Mike Leach, who passed away at 61, it was very solemn, you know.
Yeah.
On December 12th.
Yeah, quick.
He had many speakers though at his funeral, by the way, because you mentioned
he was one of the best. And you know, he was revered by so many coaches, and they used to go to him and talk about offensive, you know, plays and different stuff. And I just hated to see that guy die. It just too early. You know what I mean? Just 61 is too early to die.
Too young. Yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
Yeah. And when I'm looking at all these guys that we talked about earlier, mm-hmm. all these guys are making all this money in baseball. I came too early because I would have made a ton of money because that's how good I was. And, you know, it's like, dang. I would have been making, you know, like at least a 2-year, $33 million contract. That's how good I was. And what they weren't paying that kind of money back then. You know, they were stingy with their money. And as I always say, it is what it is.
That's right. It is what it is, Eddie. Yep.
And you got Mike Trout and Ohtani that they're going to build that team around. Mm-hmm. And if Mike Trout can stay healthy, the Angels will be back in the winning, you know, they will
in
be
the winning
once
ring,
again.
But we want them to stay there. You know, I mean, they were on a roll here. They start out really good. They win their games in the beginning and then they just kind of fade, you know, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. So let's hope it with these guys that they hold on and hold steady and take it, you know, this time. That would certainly be nice to have a winning team for us.
You know, Patricia, that's why I think that they signed that left-hander Tyler Anderson and the reliever Carlos Estevez. And then you brought in, you know, like a Hunter Renfro and guys like that to support. You know, they need pitching. You always need pitching to win. Because if you don't have pitching, it doesn't matter how much hitting. If you're scoring 10 runs and then you give up 14, it really doesn't really matter, does it?
Right.
We're going to take a pause for the cause, and we'll be right back with more Mouthing Off.
Or a break for the shake.
Absolutely. We're going to shake her down really hard. Be good. And we'll be right back right after this.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off.
All over the world.
'Tis the season for big savings on HP Tech at Staples. This week, save $100 on an HP Smart Tank 7301 refillable printer. The HP Smart Tank makes printing worry-free with up to 2 years of HP original ink included. From black and white docs to color prints, this wireless printer allows ultimate flexibility for busy families. And now save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 12/17.
If you have certain chronic conditions such as
heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the Rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The Rope Trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge, and even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long, so visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
We're back with all of our 3 million Mouthing Off listeners. I'm Patricia Summerlin, along with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, let's go to some NFL.
Well, let me tell you something, Patricia. Chiefs clinched 7th straight AFC title. But the overtime win versus the Texans showed some flaws.
Wow. Well, you know what? You know what,
and
Eddie?
P.S. How about them Raiders?
I want to say, how about those Raiders? Those are my Raiders. That's my team. That's L.A. originally. Now they're in Vegas. But hey, they won, right? The Sin City Miracle, the lateral of shame. Raider outside linebacker Chandler Jones intercepted a lateral intended for quarterback Mac Jones, Big Mac. Stiffed arm Mac on the way to the end zone. Raiders win 30-24 over my Pats. That is the Patriots. The Patriots aren't playing good at all. Not even with Tom. Well, with Tom they did, but you know, I thought they'd step it up now that Tom is sucking over on the Bucs. But obviously not.
Well, you know something, it was one of the stupidest plays in the history of NFL. And you know, Chandler Jones was able to intercept it and, you know, just stiff arm old Mac Jones right on down the field, and they scored. And the Raiders needed a much win, 30-24, which is really, yes, really good. And I'm very excited for the Raiders. I've always been a Raider fan, and I know that's your team, so I won't comment any more on it. But the Raiders are really, really good at you know. It's
right,
about time.
Right. It is about time. Raider Nation Black.
And
they've got a win in there. I'd like to see them better. You know, I'd like to see them as the Rams take it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's all I got to say, Eddie. But hey, they won over the Pats.
Right? It's about right too. Yeah, and that's very important. And one of the stupidest plays, like I said, in the history of the NFL. And so we'll talk about that later on. And, you know, what do I have coming up now?
You've got some really cool things, Eddie. You know what we love. We like to talk about those jabronis out there. So you've got jabronis of the week.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Oh, was that you?
Nope. Must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his Jabronis of the Week.
Yep, absolutely. The New England wide receiver, Jacoby Myers. Remember this name, Patricia. Don't ever let... That's the guy who blew the game and let your Raiders win. He blew a lateral that cost the Pats the game. The dumbest play in NFL history. I guarantee you, it is just so ridiculous to do what he did. It's just crazy, and it's too bad I can't roll the videotape with this. We're on radio, but if you could see that, you would say the same thing. And then look at them stupid Cowboys. They blow a game versus the Jaguars, lost 40-34. Yep. Trevor Lawrence showed why he was a first-round pick. Now let's go to Patricia's
Our Player of the Week.
Oh, I thank you, Eddie. I do have a couple Power Players of the Week, actually, this time around. I think since it's the holiday, we've got a couple chosen. But one is Josh Allen, quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. the best.
Yeah, he's a good one.
The best quarterback in the NFL. Who's the best quarterback, they say, in the NFL? I say Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, whom I also like. But Allen did more with less in the past two seasons, and he's undeniably the more dangerous runner. What we've seen earlier in the 2022 campaign adds a new layer to this. His stats were 75% completion, which is really darn good. 614 passing yards, 66 rushing yards, 8 total touchdowns. And, you know, total stats of everything is quarterback rating, as we say, is 123.7. So he's one of my favorites. Really good. I've got another one for you, too. He may be a little bit down on the list, but hey, how about those Phillies? Haason Reddick. We hailed Reddick as an underrated free agent signing this past March. Now starring for the undefeated Eagles, he's proven why. The former top 13 pick of the Arizona Cardinals is finally playing his more natural pass rush role. It's led to Reddick racking up 3.5 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 3 quarterback hits through just 4 games. He also earned NFC Defensive Player of the Week with honors for his great performance against the
the
Jacksonville Jaguars in week 4. So let's give it up to Haason Reddick and Josh Allen.
Absolutely. Especially Josh Allen. I mean, he's stepped it up and he's proven that the Buffalo Bills are contenders. And you just never know what's going to happen. And you know that big play Burrows.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jetliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along. Well, we flew through Cincinnati and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that Skyline chili.
We're coming out of coming to your city. And big play Burrows buries Brady 34-23. Let me ask you this, Patricia. Was it a credit to the Bengals or a blame on Brady and a lousy team?
That's easy.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say blame on Brady. I don't think it's the whole team. I think they're relying on Brady, first of all. Let's face it. The Bucs were like, we've got Brady. We're not going to work as hard. But they realized that Brady's sucking because his mind is somewhere else. He is worried about his, well, separation from his wife, though he is seeing someone, though I heard. But, yeah, he seems to be out in outer space.
Well, he's divorced now. He's done. He's done.
It's
He's divorced. And you know something? Hey. He made the choice. Now, you need to step up and be a winner, which he's not right now. He's not going to be a GOAT. He's going to be a GOAT, all right, just like you said before. He smells like a GOAT. He's like the south end of a northbound GOAT. And, you know, they're always got droppings everywhere they go, and he's been dropping a lot of that crap on the field. Because he's playing like crap, and you can't blame the team. You got to blame the leader. Tom Brady was always able to lead a team to victory. He would step it up and really do something about it. But let me tell you, a guy who's stepping up is big play Joe Burrows. He's eating that Cincinnati chili, and it's working for him. I mean, he's just killing it. And that's what I love about it. And so it just really, really, I think it's really cool. And you know what we're going to do now? We're going to go to the player that sucks.
And now, Alfie Mock presents this week's player who really sucks.
Jacoby Myers, he's not only the jabroni, he's going to be the player that sucks this week, because he cost the worst play ever I've seen in NFL. You threw a lateral and he threw it to a linebacker, and the linebacker ran it down the field for the Raiders and won the game. So, I mean, what are you thinking? I mean, my goodness gracious, don't you know how to lateral pass? You've been playing ball how long? Well, I guess you don't. And I just can't forgive certain things. And that's just not that. Oh, I hate that. And then you know what else sucks? It's not the players this week that suck, besides this goofball. It's the evil Zebras that beat Washington against the Giants with two horrible goal line calls.
Wow.
I mean, the guy, he walked out in front of the referee and asked him, am I okay? And he goes, yes, you're okay. And then the next thing he did, they scored a touchdown and he threw a damn flag. Now, give me a break. And then on the next play, they had pass interception that wasn't called by your evil Zebras, Patricia. They cost Washington the game against the Giants.
Wow, you know, you got to love those evil Zebras. But then again, I don't like evil Zebras at times, right?
Well, I don't either, because you know something? they want to see themselves on television more than they want to call the game.
Yeah, this is true.
And we've had this discussion many, many times that, hey, these guys, they want to be seen. You're supposed to be seen and not interfere with the game. Let the game play the game. Let the guys play the game. You know, it's like my buddy Roy Ellison. He's number 81. He's an NFL referee. He said we could call holding on each play. We could call something on each play. You got to let the guys play the game.
Exactly.
And these guys cost Washington the game.
Oh, yeah.
Against the Giants. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny you're not mentioning the Commanders. Well, they didn't. They weren't commanding, were they? They weren't so much Commanders this time around. But, yeah, with incredible goal line stand, the Giants get help from penalties and a bad throw to pull out the tough road win against Washington on Sunday night. Well, there you go. It's one of those, it is what it is, Eddie.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. And it cost them the game. And it shouldn't have been. They should have called the play the right way. Number one, they should have never called the one on the goal line. And then when they went back, they penalized them again. And then they threw it in the end zone, and it was pass interference. There was no mm-hmm. doubt about it. I mean, even the commentator says, oh, my God, that's yeah. pass interference.
Yeah.
And well, when you look at that,
yeah.
What's going on? You're controlling the game.
Yeah.
And that's what the NFL seems to want to do. They want to have these referees control the game, and they kind of want to pick and choose who wins the game. That's what it seems like to me, Patricia.
Right. Well, they are. You know, they have a tough job as a referee, but they're the most loved and the most hated out there, I got to tell you. But, you know, 20-12, that's a hard spanking. And it's sad, you know. It was sad.
Well, it's more than sad. I mean, you know, you're getting beat by a referee. It's okay if you get beat by a team, but don't let a referee beat you. And you certainly don't want to do that. And Patricia, strap yourself in. We'll be right back with more Mouthing Off, because we can.
Mouthing Off, all over the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health.
Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Mouthing off all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off and the Mouthing Off Nation. We love you so much. You know, P.S., what a great show. Wow. The Chiefs clinched 7th straight AFC title. And can you imagine what's happening to Tom Brady? And before we go any further, I want to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah and a very Merry Christmas from all of us at Mouthing Off.
Oh, yes. And yes, have a very sunny wherever you are. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah and all the wonderful love and joy with your family and friends. You know, and thank you for all your listeners for staying tuned and listening to us. And back to the Tom Brady. Oh, gosh, it's disappointing. You know, I want to say separated because it just hurts my heart that he actually got a divorce because they were so good together. And I think he was on his game more when he was happy with her. And now they're divorced and hey, well, I guess that's it. You know, like I said, I don't think he's happy. He doesn't look happy anyway. I wouldn't be either going from a goat to goat crap, Betty.
Oh, boy, you've been around me too long. Right. But I can say that. Yeah, two knobs of goat crap. So absolutely. You know something? You're looking at all the playoffs that's coming down, and you got Capital One Bowl Mania really gearing up, and we have games up the wazoo, and all these signings of Major League Baseball players with this astronomical amount of money. Yes,
right.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Way overpaid. Jeez, you know, I'll get out there on the field. You know what I love, though? I must say, when it comes to the manias, I love the kiddie bowl mania. I love watching those kittens out there. I don't know how many people watch that, but there's enough.
Hey, and guess what? That's it for Mouthing Off this week. And y'all have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. And we're going to go out with some great Christmas music. And thank you, Patricia Summerlin, for being next to me for so many weeks. And you take care of yourself. Love you. And be safe. And have a very happy and very Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Eddie.
See you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.